Hey guys, I just thought I'd do this Thanksgiving questionnaire as kind of a thank you for having a little bit over 50 followers at this point, which is awesome. I picked this questionnaire in part because if you can't tell from some of the scripts I write, I really, really love holidays. All holidays, but especially winter and fall holidays. And in part because there's a couple excuses with some of these questions to compliment people, which I am all about, so it seemed like a good fit for me. Although I did read through it and there are a few questions in here that I don't really know how to answer, so we'll see how that goes. Also, is it just me, if somebody's listening to this and has an answer, when you record with Audacity, do you ever get intimidated because you're looking at your voice track across the bottom and it gets kind of intimidating? Or is that just me? Because sometimes I psych myself out with that. I guess that's kind of a bonus fun fact. But I guess I should get into the actual questions now. One, what did you do for Thanksgiving when you're growing up? Or what do you wish that you did? Thanksgiving was always kind of a special holiday for me growing up because I grew up away from my extended family and we only ever went to visit them once a year, and it was over Thanksgiving. And that was always really nice, in part because we got to travel. It was from an area where there wasn't snow to an area where there was snow. And I always liked that in part just because I got to see snow at least some years. And as a kid, that was just kind of amazing and magical. And on top of that, I got to see some of my relatives, and that was always nice. I particularly enjoyed seeing my grandmother because for whatever reason, we just bonded really, really closely. And it was always just nice to see her. I talked to her on the phone practically every week growing up, but seeing her in person only happened once a year. So I always look forward to Thanksgiving every year because I got to finally spend time with her, and it felt really special. Question two. What's your favorite food at Thanksgiving meal? And in parentheses, they have not a dessert, exclamation point, exclamation point. Which I accept because I respect the person who wrote this questionnaire, I guess. But if you want to have dessert for Thanksgiving meal, you absolutely should, because dessert's awesome, and I have the biggest sweet tooth in the world. But in terms of food that's not a dessert, probably potatoes. And I don't just mean mashed potatoes, I mean all different kinds of potatoes. Roasted potatoes, loaded potatoes, baked potatoes. Yeah, just any type of potato. I think I'd be satisfied with Thanksgiving if it was just different types of potatoes. Because then I could eat a bunch of different types of potatoes, and that would just in general be awesome. Oh, and stuffing. I think stuffing counts as its own food, right? I don't know if it wouldn't count because it's part of turkey. But I think most people serve stuffing separately. So hopefully it counts as its own thing, and I love stuffing. I've made multiple different kinds of stuffing, and all of them are delicious. So yeah, if I could just have stuffing and potatoes, I'd be pretty happy. And I'd probably make anyone on a paleo diet cry, but I guess that's why fad diets aren't for me. Three, do you remember your first kiss? Share if you would like. Yes, I hope that everyone remembers their first kiss, or at least their first kiss that isn't platonically kissing a relative. Mine happened in a pretty classic way. It was at summer camp with a boy my own age. We were going out in the sense that you can go out when you're very young, or, when you don't have any real experience dating. Which was, he said that he liked me. And I decided that I liked him because he liked me, and that's really all that matters when you're that young. And then we dated by hanging out and eventually holding hands. And then at a dance, we kissed while we were on like the beach of the camp. I remember because I thought about kissing him before, that I was really concerned about where my nose would go. I knew that you were supposed to tilt your head, but I was worried that we wouldn't tilt our head in the same direction, or would tilt our head in the same direction. Luckily, it worked out, and it was a perfectly, I guess, short but pleasant kiss. And yeah, it's a fond memory I have. And I guess it's cute enough. Okay, question four. What does it mean to you to give thanks? See, I'm kind of annoyed about this question because it's the exact type of thing I would ask on somebody's MMA as a question, but I have no idea how to answer myself. Let's see. I think it's kind of like a recognition of your vulnerability, which is a concept that I enjoy a lot. It's one of my favorite concepts. And yes, I'm the type of person who has favorite concepts, and one of them's vulnerability. And I don't think that vulnerability necessarily has to be contrary to independence or contrary to self-sufficiency. I think you can be independent and perfectly self-sufficient and still be vulnerable. And I think a lot of times vulnerability is actually a choice. You choose to depend on somebody for something, even if it's something you can fulfill yourself. And I think what giving thanks is basically allowing somebody to see that vulnerability and being grateful to them for accepting it in a way. Now, obviously, you don't give all of your vulnerability to a lot of people at once. But I think a lot of the things you're grateful for are when people help you, even if it's in a way that you can help yourself, because you want to be open with them, or you want to let them help, or you want to let them see this part of you, and you're grateful that they're accepting it. So, like, I tend to be grateful a lot of the time for people who read my scripts and listen to my audios because they're a part of me. I'm, in a way, I guess, being vulnerable because I'm showing a part of myself that people don't always see. And I, of course, don't think that anyone's obligated to accept that part of myself. But the fact that they do a lot of the time is something that I'm very grateful for. I hope that made some sense. All right. That's my off-the-cuff response, at least, I guess. Let's move on to an easier question now. Five. Do you watch any sports teams on the holiday? What are your favorite teams? I'm a pretty big hockey fan. I'm not gonna say what team, just because I don't want to give away too much about my location. But I've been a hockey fan since I was a very young child, despite growing up in a place where there wasn't any snow. So you can maybe do a little math there if you want. But I, of course, recognize that hockey isn't really a Thanksgiving sport, at least not for American Thanksgiving. It's more of a, I guess, winter sport. But it's what I tend to watch. On the holiday of Thanksgiving, of course, at least my family growing up did watch football, but I normally didn't pay much attention to that because I was off playing or hanging out with my grandmother in the kitchen. So, at least that question was easier. Question six. You don't have to give out any names. But can you genuinely dish out a compliment to somebody in the GWA community right now? Well, that's part of why I wanted to do this questionnaire. But I'm not gonna name anyone by name because it seems weird to do that without their permission. But I do want to give a huge thank you to all the people who have done my scripts. As a writer, it's just been amazing, 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 and I've loved every single fill so much. So thank you for doing that. It really encourages me to keep going. It makes me light up so much anytime I hear a fill. It just makes my whole day better. So thank you so much. All of your performances have been wonderful. And a special thank you to the very first person who filled one of my scripts. I don't think they record anymore, but on the off chance that they're listening to this, thank you so, so much for that. It's a really kind of special gift that you can give somebody, and it really made me feel like I could do this, I could write more, and that was just so, so great. And your fill was so, so fantastic, so thank you. Question 7. What's your favorite beverage of this season? Apple cider is always pretty good. I'm not sure if hot cocoa counts for Thanksgiving, but if it does, then definitely hot cocoa with marshmallows and cinnamon and with whole milk. It's so good and so nice for warming you up. So yeah, that's super yummy. Question 8. What dirty holiday fantasy about Thanksgiving do you enjoy the most or want to play out? I'm not sure if I know that many dirty holidays about Thanksgiving. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind is, I guess, fucking a turkey, because, like, you stuff a turkey, so. But that's neither something I have the anatomy to do nor particularly want to do. So. I think I just want probably the greatest or at least most unrealistic Thanksgiving fantasy of all. I want to be able to eat as much as I want at Thanksgiving, and my partner to eat as much as they want at Thanksgiving, and us still be able to have fantastic non-lethargic sex afterwards. That's my fantasy. And I doubt that will ever happen. But that's what writing and audio making is for. So. Question 9. How do you like to make holiday sex special? I don't know why this made me think of this. I have the NSYNC Holiday Christmas album, which I listen to every year in part because they, for whatever reason, have an original song about fucking under a Christmas tree while Santa is watching, which is just hilarious, and I love it for that reason. Which I don't know, presumably most of you have seen a Christmas tree. There's not really enough room for two people to fit underneath. You would have to like carve a place out under the tree. Which is kind of hilarious to think about. So I guess that's one way you can make sex special for the holidays is go get a chainsaw and carve out part of the bottom of a tree so you have space to fuck under the tree. Which I'm not advocating, but it's kind of hilarious. In terms of how I would actually make it special. I mean, I like fires a lot, so lighting a fire would be quite nice. The fireplace, and then just Having sex next to it would be kind of, I guess, a little bit more special. Realize these aren't very hot answers, but actually, it is kind of hot because fire. I hope someone left it that. Anyway, hopefully, at least that's somewhat interesting. 10. Do you help out with any of the Thanksgiving meal cooking? What's your specialty? Well, I spend most of my Thanksgiving nowadays with friends. And generally, my specialty for that is just being the only sober person who designated drives for everyone. Which isn't a culinary specialty, but, it's still a valuable skill I contribute. I do make a good pecan cream cheese pie, which I bring to a lot of Thanksgiving and other events. And it's super fun to make because the layers of pecan and cream cheese filling shift. So you put the pecan layer on underneath the cream cheese layer, and then the cream cheese layer basically sinks to the bottom and the pecans rise to the top, and it's just a really cool effect. And it's neat to make because it's kind of like a magic trick. Question 11. Do you think it is acceptable to listen to, decorate with, participate in Christmas things before Thanksgiving? Well, I think anyone can decide for themselves, of course, but as I already said, I'm a really, really big fan of holidays, and I have already started listening to Christmas music this year. And I kind of want to listen to the Christmas tree fucking song after this because it's going to amuse me. So I 100% think it's okay to start doing Christmassy things as soon as you want to. In part because I really enjoy the anticipation that leads up to Christmas. I was thinking a couple days ago about how it's kind of like having an orgasm where there's just all of this buildup. And then once it finally happens, it's just kind of this wave of excitement and relief. And having more buildup makes the excitement and relief of the day even better. So you should start as soon as you want. Probably also gives you a little bit of a hint about what I'm into sexually. 12. What is the sexiest piece of clothing or accessory for this time of year? I'm really into sweaters. Also sweater vests. Sweater vests are incredibly, incredibly sexy. And yeah, the sweaters, when they fit right and on the right body, are just oh so amazing. Plus, they're cozy and comfortable. So in addition to being sexy, they're also something that are, I guess, easy and nice to wear. Also a big fan of ugly holiday sweaters as well. In parts because the designs are really interesting. 12. Would you rather dress up as a sexy pilgrim or a sexy turkey? I like costumes, but I can't say I would enjoy wearing either of those. Between the two, I guess I'd probably pick pilgrim, because at least then you could do like some fun puritanical role play type stuff in the bedroom. I don't know what you would role play for a turkey. I mean, I guess you could have anal sex while one of you was the turkey, because like stuffing a turkey, I guess, again. The pilgrim role play seems at least a little bit more fun, so I guess I would pick that. 13. What's the biggest compliment you received this year? Well, I'm gonna limit that to the audio community because that's kind of the point of me doing this questionnaire. And I think it's just people doing my scripts. That's always a fantastic compliment that somebody would take the time out of their day to do something that I've written or think that it's worth recording. That's really awesome. Also, more recently, people who've listened to me record. Because it's something I'm still new to and I'm super nervous about, but it's been great, and all of the feedback so far has been really, really positive. So thank you guys for that again. Question 14. What has made you laugh the hardest this year? Again, limiting it to the audio community. It's probably when people have done, I guess, some of my more comedic scripts, like Honey, We Bought a Roomba Cube Octahedron, or In Between Two Legs, or the one I just wrote about No Nut November. Those always make me laugh so hard. Which might sound bad because I'm laughing at my own jokes, but it's really not my own jokes. It's how people deliver them. And their delivery is just so fantastic that it always makes me laugh out loud. And those are just great on days when I need to laugh a little bit because I can just listen to them again and I'll always start laughing. That's really great to have. 15. What Thanksgiving food would you implement into a food play kink session? Not really into food play that much. Understand if you are, but not really my thing. My first thought was cranberry sauce, because that seems like something you would use in food play. But in all honesty, I don't think I would particularly enjoy that. I would probably just pick turkey, because it would be warm, presumably, so that might feel kind of good. And the cleanup would be really, really easy if it was just dry turkey. So, it's my kind of lame answer to that. 16. What's your favorite current tradition for the holiday or season? The past few years, I've been a huge fan of Friendsgiving, or just getting together with your friends on Thanksgiving. I have to travel a lot for my job, so it's just nice to get together with friends and hang out. And it's nice because it's a day that most people typically have off, at least, so you can all just hang out together. And it's just really, really nice because there's a form of togetherness that I just don't get as often. I also try to make people play lame party games like charades because I just love, I guess, kind of quirky or hokey stuff like that. And it's always just kind of a relaxing way to spend your time. Question 17. What is a non-traditional Thanksgiving food that you wish could non-judgmentally be added to the feast? Well, I kind of want to say dessert now, just based on the earlier question, because if you want to eat dessert for Thanksgiving, you absolutely should. Well, I'm actually a big proponent. I think this is just because growing up we celebrated Thanksgiving kind of earlier. And then you're supposed to snack throughout the day. But towards night, people would still be hanging out and they would be tired of Thanksgiving food. So we would always just order this really good pizza from a local pizza place. I'm not even sure if I could describe it really correctly because it was closer to Chicago style pizza than New York, kind of deeper with thicker crust, but also spicy-ish. Like the sauce was hotter, but it's really, really good, and I still crave it every Thanksgiving. And I think pizza should just be an additional thing that you get to eat on Thanksgiving since you're pigging out anyway. And I think having it there as kind of your second meal is always a great choice. Um, 18. If you could have one famous person, alive or dead, sit at your table this year, whom would you choose? Annoyed because I didn't actually think of an answer to this one. I'd honestly feel pretty uncomfortable around anyone I didn't know sitting at my table. Honestly, they're not famous, but I'd probably just pick my mom because she passed away a little while ago. It'd just be nice to see her again. Our relationship was complicated, which is true of a lot of mother-daughter relationships, but it'd be nice to have a another meal with her just one last time. So, sorry if that brought down the mood of this questionnaire a little bit. Let's move on to this much less serious fuck, marry, kill question. Fuck, marry, kill the turkey from Thanksgiving, which I had to look up, but apparently that's a slasher film where the Thanksgiving turkey's the killer. Gingy, the gingerbread man from Shrek. And a hot apple pie. Well, I feel like I have to kill the turkey in part because they're a murderer, and in part because if you killed the turkey, then you could have turkey. So that seems obvious enough. I don't know how me either fucking a gingerbread man or a pie would work again atomically with my body. Yes, I'd go with the gingerbread man, because at least I could talk to it, so it'd be a little less weird. And then I'd probably marry apple pie, just because apple pie is great, and it'd be nice to have around all the time. I don't know if you're allowed to eat your spouse or not, but I also have never understood the extent to which this game is supposed to be literal versus metaphorical. So. Question 20. This year has been a tough one for a lot of people. What's at least one thing you're thankful for in 2019? Well, again, the reason I did this questionnaire was to thank you guys. And I'm very thankful to be a part of this community. It's been a blast to discover that this community existed. It's been so great being able to be a part of it. And thanks to all you guys who support it by either recording your own audios or listening to audios or writing scripts or whatever else you do. It's been a real source of happiness for me this year, and I hope it has been for a lot of you guys too. So thank you. And thank you for following me if you're listening to this. All of you are wonderful and great, and I hope you have a great day. Bye.